Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Can you tell me what paragraph or what verse we're on in?
Well, I missed yesterday, so I'm not sure. Tuesday we were on 20. So did y'all do 21 yesterday?
We didn't have a class yesterday.
Okay. Well, then 20 was Tuesday.
We did do 20, though.
Right.
Okay.
So we must be on 21.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do appreciate your record keeping.
It goes back to always in a classroom at college.
I understand.
It didn't dawn on me. I take notes. I should have looked at my whole memory printout, but I should have looked at my notes. I could have told you which. So if you need more information, I'll go back and check those. I just was droopy today, and I just had to sleep.
I have resembled that remark many times. Do we want to start or do we want to wait?
Well, don't you think they're going to come?
I do think they're going to come, but it's really been intermittent the last couple of days, maybe even part of last week as well. A lot of that was me, but it's still.
Well, let's do at least one. I don't know how my brain's functioning, but.
Understood.
I can always ask you, you know, tell me what you think.
Did I ever tell you the story of my Little League days, or really my Pony League days, which is from the age of 13 to 15.
Oh, no, I don't think you did.
Well, the way it went was like we were playing with a minor league. The coach was a minor league player with about four male children. So he was the coach of this team for, you know, many years. And I get on this team, and what he would do is in addition to playing, he'd spend a half hour after every practice preparing us for a game. And, you know, the way he did that was to describe a scenario of, you know, there's a manner on first and second, it's two outs, and there's a ground ball to this shortstop. What does he do? And he did this with, you know, shotgun approach very quickly. And if somebody would say something, and he'd say, no, that's not what you do, you do this. And every kid automatically, the excuse was, I didn't think. And the coach's response was just shotgun back. Don't think you're hurting the ball club. So, and if you said, I didn't think, you'd say, think you're hurting the ball club. It's a memory that's just, you know, I remember from, it's now like 50, 60 years, and it's as sharp as it was the first time I heard it.
Oh, I wanted to tell you too. I looked on Amazon for the Book of Jubilees, and they have one. Well, actually, they have about three. They they're all very inexpensive. They're under $10.
Oh, really? I haven't looked at them for a long time. You know, I downloaded the one. I don't even remember where I got it. I was just amazed by it when I started to read it.
The Safari. They have one that has the Book of Jubilees and Enoch, which is probably, you know, the corrupted one, but and also Yasher in one volume for $24. I don't need those, but.
And I use everything off Kindle because I'm thinking of putting it all on the website when I can if it's not copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe somebody came on. Good evening. Good evening.
Has joined.
Whoever's playing the music in the background, please mute your phone. Thank you. So we are at Pasuk 21 in section 4 of the Zohar commentary, Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Ikudei. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maseh Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maseh Yadeinu Kanenehu Eile pekudecha mishkan, mishkan, ha'edut, man'edut, ela terezim nekitim, haka mishkan chad le'ela, v'chad le'tata, u'mishkan ikre, mishkan ha'edut. Uma'an edut ida'a shivteya edut le'Yisrael. Shema'da'ihu edut le'Yisrael. The translation. These are the accounts of the tabernacle. The tabernacle of the testimony. He asks, what is testimony? He answers that the word tabernacle is written twice. The tabernacle of the testimony. One above in Bina, the tabernacle of the testimony, and one below in Malchut, the tabernacle. And the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of the testimony. What is the testimony? It is as in the verse, the tribes of Yah. The Hebrew is Yud-Heh, a testimony to Israel. This is coming from a verse in Tehillim, in Psalm 122. This name, Yud-Heh, which is Chokhmah and Bina, is a testimony to Israel. My commentary. The word testimony as applied to biblical usage is defined as a public recounting of a religious conversion or experience. The tabernacle was a spiritual or religious experience, and this helps to understand this pasuk. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it made me think of the very beginning lessons a few days ago. I think maybe at the beginning of the section that the tabernacle was a blueprint for creation, you know, which to me links spiritual and physical. So with Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina being always in unity and the tabernacle being placed in the physical world as well, It was a reflection of what was the blueprint coming from the spiritual world.
What's really interesting is that the bringing the verse from chapter 122 of Psalms, it shows the idea that the tabernacle, the word Mishkan, is repeated twice.
Mm-hmm.
And we would not normally know that. We don't know the Psalms that well, where we've memorized them, so that it would pop into our mind to, in order to answer it. But this is what the Zohar helps us achieve. The fact that it repeated tabernacle twice was indicating to us that it was in both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And, in each world, it serves a different purpose.
Has joined.
Would anybody else like to make a comment or question? Then let's go on to Pasuk 22. Ke gavna da edut bihosef samu edut shem ya bihosef ihu edut badai. Elaine Tirain Adwan Sahadim Sahaduta. The Golatar Wehaka. Ihu Edut Ugin Kach Mishkan Ha Edut. Mishkan de Hai Edut. We al damashke na ikre al raza ishmada kadisha v'hainu iktive etoti zo alam dem begin de hai atari husatimo ubizu de kola. The verse, this he ordained in Yehoshaphat for testimony, a verse from Psalm 81, is explained in the same manner. It is called testimony for the name Yah in Yehoshaphat, which stands for Hakma and Bina, is surely a testimony. These two letters, Yud and He, give testimony everywhere. Namely, they shine with the illumination of Hakma called Eden, or testimony. And there is testimony here in Yud-Heh. For this reason, it is written, the tabernacle of testimony, meaning that it is the tabernacle of that testimony, Yud-Heh, namely Bina. Therefore, it is called a tabernacle, after the secret of the holy name, Yud-Heh. This is the meaning of the verse, and my testimony that I shall teach them. Psalm 132. Since that place, Yud-Heh, is the most hidden and concealed of all. Therefore, it is said, I shall teach them. My commentary. In my opinion, it means that the Torah shall teach them how to handle the experience. This is why students who strive to experience without a proper teacher, without having possibly an unfortunate meditative experience. Actually, what should be written here is to experience without a proper teacher can have a possibly an unfortunate meditative experience. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I thought the idea that David called Hashem Yah, that stood out to me a long time ago, you know. And then it turns out that it's also in, you know, in the back of the Siddur, the verses that you take the first letter and the last letter of your name, and that verse pertains to you. Well, it's in one of my verses. And so it's always... you know, then with the study of Kabbalah and seeing where it fit in Hashem's name, you know, and Teshuvah and the separation of the letters. I mean, it just goes on and just keeps building, you know. So to me, Yah is like a, it's almost like Abba. You know, it's an endearment word.
That's interesting. I would never think of Yah as being an endearment word, but I can appreciate what you're saying.
Well, you know, in Song of Songs, you know, the terminology is my sister, my dove, you know, it's like different relationships. It's like he kisses me with the kisses of his mouth.
Right.
You might be kissed on your hand, you know, by a family member. I know Tony, the first time he kissed me on the forehead, which just really impressed me. And then there's the kisses of the mouth. So it's like step by step. And for me, Yah was a step by step name for Hashem.
Thank you for sharing that. It's very, very, very beautiful.
You're welcome.
Would anybody else like to make a comment? Did I go on to the next paragraph? Or?
I was kind of skimming through it to see. Rabbi Oshlag's sentence is all in caps, where he mentions, with the illumination of Chokmah called Eden, he's giving us another code word besides
Testament. He's given us that code word before.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lower Eden and a upper Eden. You know, I'm not so sure. I'm beginning to see the lower Eden having so many different, what would you say, locations within the inner earth. So it's beginning to expand for me. And, you know, right at the beginning, you're not really sure where you really are. You know, you have to stomp and
yes.
Think of it. Was...
Your phone broke up or something
okay.
Happened.
I'm wondering why at that point that he inserted those letters. You know how sometimes if you leave that part out, and you read
it changes the way you understand it, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it would read as, these two letters give testimony everywhere. And that would have been the end of the sentence. Of
yes.
That sentence. Mm-hmm.
And it changes the way you understand it, absolutely.
Right.
I'm going to remind us of the... basically, in Genesis, the the idea that the river came out of Eden, branched into four, I'm paraphrasing, but branches into four different rivers, and then it names the four rivers, the last one being the Euphrates. That verse in Genesis, in Bereshit, actually, in the first parasha, is that's the first time that you get a hint that Chokmah and Eden are the same location. And then, as you said, we have this discussion throughout the Zohar of how there's an upper Eden and a lower Eden. And what does that really mean? And it's the upper Eden is the unity of the Yud and the Hey. The lower Eden is the unity of the Vav and the Hey.
Oh, wow.
At least that's my opinion. It's not really written anywhere that explicitly, but that's my opinion.
But I guess that's what unconsciously I was hinting at when I made the comment of it having to do with Teshuva, you know, the letters. So
correct.
Okay.
There are many female names that begin with a Yud and end with a Hey. And when I say many, I remember I once had a student, and I'm not visualizing her name, but she had over 250 individual energy verses. It started with the Aleph and the Hay, or the Yud and the Hay, and it's overwhelming what that signifies when you contemplate why there would be that kind of numbers of verses. Most of the names, you have 20, you have 30, you have 40 verses, sometimes, you know, one or two verses, but it's overwhelming when you think that the energy verses of a person's name is that kind of quantity of verses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much the same idea as what you're expressing, huh?
Right. Well, I'm awed by the things that are being revealed. More so to me lately than ever before.
We are getting closer.
Yes.
We're almost out of time. Would anybody like to make a comment or a question or a thought before we call the class? Everyone have a beautiful evening, and our next class will be a regular Zohar class.
Thank you, Hanuk.
Thank you. Shalom to everyone.
Shalom. Thank you. Thank you.